Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We're calling it the Kindness Awards. A lot of your kids are doing some really great work. And, excuse me. And, you know, true altruism is doing it because it's in your heart. You don't really want credit for that. So your intentions are very good. Ours, however, we want to give them public credit. They're not asking for it. We just want to give it to them. So we have started the Kindness Awards, and you can nominate your kid at 404-951-1360, or you can hit us up at theburtshow.com. Two kids this morning.
Hi, Burt Show. Love y'all. My name is Amanda, and I am calling to nominate my daughter's friend from school. Her name is Christina. My daughter is in a special needs class. She's just voluntarily become not only her best friend, but a lot of her peers' best friend as well. She takes time out of her day. She will take her recess and use that time to spend time in my daughter's special needs class, which is just amazing in itself. She's just such a kind kid all around. Just this past year, she had spinal surgery. She loves go-kart racing, and this past weekend was her first weekend, killing it back on the track with her doctor's permission. So she's just an all-around amazing kid, loves to help others, so sweet and kind, and she's just a total rock star, so she definitely deserves a nomination.
I love that, you know, of course, parents nominating their kids, but the fact that Amanda nominated Christina, who is not her daughter, but is her daughter's friend.
I love that.
Yeah.
11 years old from New Oxford, Pennsylvania. And then there is Zoe Keller, 10 years old from Kansas City.
I would like to nominate my daughter, Zoe Keller, for the Kindness Award just because she, you know, never stops being kind and receives a lot of positive office referrals at school and just really goes above and beyond to make sure that she is kind and doing the right thing at school all the time. Kind of wanted to give a shout out to her.
So there you go. All you got to do is nominate your kid. It's real super easy. Leave a message for us. Again, the phone number is 404-954-1360. Or if you can't remember that number, just hit us up at theburtshow.com. All right, Cassie. So she stole her sister's wallet, but she thought she might be doing it for a good reason. But some wiggle room here. Is she an a-hole or not?
From kindness to a-holes. Yeah. We are a balanced show.
What to do versus what not to do. I'm 28, and my sister-in-law, Amy, who is 26, always comes to visit from out of town. She stays with us instead of a hotel and always wants to go to expensive restaurants. She also always conveniently forgets her wallet or comes up with some excuse as to why she can't pay her share. I'm not against going to expensive restaurants, and I certainly don't mind her staying with us, but this is getting annoying. She has implied that since I make so much more money than her, I should be the one to pay. No, not my husband should pay, but me specifically. And I do make a fair amount of money, but not so much that I can treat someone every time they come into town. Nonetheless, in the past, I have just paid the bill and asked her to pay me back. She never has. She has made a reservation at an extremely expensive restaurant last night, and before we left, I made it clear I would not be paying the bill. And this is where I might be the a-hole, and I'll admit I got this move straight from an episode of Two and a Half Men. As we were leaving, her and my husband went to the car. I pretended I forgot something and went back inside. I found her wallet sitting right there on top of her suitcase, left behind. I put it in my purse, stole it, and we went to the restaurant. When we were done eating, I asked for separate bills. And my sister-in-law, of course, said, "No, we only need one bill because she forgot her wallet again. I reached into my purse and pulled it out and said, "This wallet?" She was extremely furious. She said that I shouldn't have gone into her room and I should not have touched or grabbed or stolen her wallet. So, am I the a-hole for stealing her wallet and bringing it to the restaurant?
Mo, who's the a-hole here?
At first I thought she was going to steal the wallet and pay for the food with her card. And I was going to say, you can't get out of a-hole jail if you do that. But since she just brought it with her, nah, I don't think she's an a-hole for this because, you know, if you see, like, somebody left their wallet, you'd probably bring it anyway, just thinking, oh, you left your wallet behind. Yes. So luckily for you, or fortunately, I picked it up for you. So I feel like technically that's all she did. And, the fact that now she tried to pull the I forgot my wallet card in that moment, very well played. I don't think she's an a-hole.
She's an a-hole, but one I respect.
Mm-hmm. The respectable a-hole award.
Yeah, because I mean, you can't be touching other people's stuff. You know what I mean? But like her reasoning for doing it and putting her on the spot like that and calling her out, oh, I applaud this a-hole and I endorse this a-hole. I think there's multiple a-holes here because I think it was wrong for her to take the wallet without saying something. Like, I think this could have easily been a conversation pre-dinner, like, hey, you never pay for dinner. What's going on with that? Because she may have some financial struggles. But I think the sister is a huge a-hole for making the reservation at a very expensive restaurant. Be one thing if you come to visit your sister and your sister makes a reservation somewhere and you can't afford it. But it's totally different when she's going out of her way to go somewhere a little bit more pricey.
She's taking advantage. Like, the one who's booking these fancy, like, she's literally manipulating and taking advantage of her sister-in-law, so I don't blame her for doing it at all.
Yeah, and she keeps making the same mistake over and over and over again. I'm sure we all have friends that we have gone out with before, and we already know they have no intention of splitting the bill or giving a quarter. They don't even give you the fake, like, grab to the wallet, like, oh, I'll pay, and when you and they're expecting you to go, no, I got it. At some point, they don't even do that anymore. So the fact that she's been making this excuse over and over and over again, and the sister's like, well, you can't do that tonight. I got your wallet. I say, well played.
Almost like I'm with Abby, though. Like, maybe when she came back out and she had a car, be like, oh, you almost forgot this. I saw it. And, like, handed it to her then. Their way, that way.
She throws it out the window. She's like, what wallet?
The Burt Show.